The following are my thoughts from my perspective and in no way reflect the views or opinions of my employer.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.
In front of the yellow line. Season 2, Episode 8. The kids aren't all right. I had a teenage girl on my bus that so eloquently said, "Yo, there's like a person right there who'd be like running for the bus." I'm only in my 40s, but I'm about to sound like a crotchety old man. What is wrong with kids today? There's a song by the band My Chemical Romance called Teenagers, with the lyrics, "Teenagers scare the living poop out of me." I've discovered that this is all too accurate. However, if you're familiar with the song, you'll know the singer is referring more to physical fear. For me, this fear is more mental, more from the social commentary perspective. The longer I do my job as a bus driver, the more I worry about the future of our society. I know that with this episode, I could alienate an entire group of listeners, but it needs to be said. Kids today are dumb. There it is. This generation of kids is full of idiots. It's scary, really. And if you're the parent of a teenager, let me tell you, your little angel is not as perfect as you may think. Their teachers may see them with their guard down and witness a different side of them, but that's nothing compared to what the invisible bus driver gets to experience. I get insight into the teenage psyche that you wouldn't believe without witnessing it firsthand. Take a ride on a school special bus sometime, just eavesdrop. I hear conversations that would make you shudder. Things that these kids talk about that I didn't even think about until I was in my 20s. The conversations about drugs, drinking, sex, and all other adult topics. I hear about so-and-so hooking up with so-and-so and at a party, or so-and-so was so wasted last night. Some of these kids are junior high-aged. If I had a quarter for every time a group of teenagers gotten on my bus followed by the very distinct pungent odor of a freshly smoked joint, well, I don't know if I'd have to work anymore. I'd have a buttload of quarters. And these are the people who will one day be running this country. Think about that. The other day, I had a young kid on my bus, maybe 12 years old. He obviously missed his stop while on the way to school, and when he realized that he had missed it, he started cursing like a sailor. This went on for the next dozen blocks. He asked me if we had already passed such and such avenue. Yes, we have. Cuss, cuss, cuss. I'm going to be late. Cuss, cuss, cuss. Profanity. How about the river valley? Yeah, that was back there. Ah, fiddle-dee-dee. Cuss, cuss. Finally, after this had gone on for about 5 minutes, him asking about different landmarks only to have me confirm that yes, we had actually gone past where he wanted to be, I finally said, "Would you like off so that you can catch another bus going back?" And he did, in fact. On the way out the door, I left him with one last little educational nugget. Next time, instead of just sitting there swearing about it, come up with a solution on your own. You could have gotten off 10 blocks ago and been on time by being within walking distance of your school. Folks, this young problem solver, be your heart surgeon one day. Think about that for a minute. There was one time I was riding the bus after my shift. Thankfully, in this case, I wasn't the one driving. A few teens got on, one of the young women pushing a stroller. This young mom was too busy texting and laughing with her friends to worry about a small thing like holding on to the stroller. So, it shouldn't come as a big surprise when I tell you that at one point during the trip, the driver of the bus had to brake suddenly, and that the stroller, which had bags hanging from the back of it, adding extra weight, decided to tip over. And then to make matters worse, the baby came rolling out of the seat and onto the floor. It wasn't even buckled in. Side note, the baby was unharmed. But here's the kicker. When the young mom started to, understandably, I guess, take out her frustration yelling at the driver, she let out one little piece of information that it was years ago, and I still can't believe it. What is wrong with the bus drivers in this city? This is the second time this year this has happened. Yup. Not only was this girl, with the misguided blame, careless enough to not hold on to or buckle in her infant, but this is the second time she let it happen. And the person responsible for causing the bus to make this braking maneuver? Her friend rang the stop request bell with very little warning. This safety-conscious young woman could be in charge of installing your brake pads one day. Think about it. There was one day that I seemed to have a convention of unwed teenage mothers on my bus. They all seemed to be surprised to see each other as they all got on at different stops, all pushing strollers. But they all seemed to know one another. From what I could work out, they all attended school together at the same local teenage mother academy. But the gossip, which I'm sure is like any other high school gossip, was amplified by the fact that they were all carting around infants. More of the so-and-so hooking up, so-and-so was so wasted type banter, but then it took an ugly turn as they started describing friends who didn't know who the father is and how their baby daddy was in prison for sexual assault. It was a bit of a soul-crushing glimpse at today's youth. As the conversation turned darker, so did my mood. I can't explain why they got under my skin so much, but they did. It really was at the point that they started talking about a girl who would refuse to accept friend requests from females because she posts racy pictures online for the boys. But don't worry, her parents know, in quotation marks. And all these revelations I overheard were made using some of the foulest language I've heard outside of a Quentin Tarantino movie. The whole conversation was starting to make me sick. I'm glad I encountered these girls at the end of my day, because all I wanted to do afterwards was go home and hug my family. And one day, one of these girls could be your therapist. Or worse yet, one of their kids could be. Because you know they aren't off to the best start to become well-adjusted adults. I had two teens on my bus once, discussing their strategy for panhandling. Upset that her mom refused to lend her $20, the girl took it in her own hands to earn the money. For what? Well, drugs, of course. And I'm not just making an assumption either. They openly discussed their intentions on my bus. If we each raise $10, we can buy 2 grams. Just tell them you're trying to get bus fare to get home. And one day, one of these kids could be the electrician wiring your house. It isn't all dark and depressing, though. Some of the things these teens say and do make me smile. It's like the show Kids Say the Darndest Things. At this point, if you wish to keep the mood dark, feel free to insert a Bill Cosby joke here. But for example, I had a girl on my bus one day. I listened to her talk using the word like in every sentence and sprinkling in words like ain't. In the short time on my bus, she misused the words irony and literally. Finally, I heard her exclaim, like, I'm good at math, but for some reason I don't got good marks at English. Like, I don't get it. True story. I swear. Now, if only I could have thought of some glaringly obvious example of irony to tell her about. I had one girl who got on my bus wearing a toque that said YOLO, stands for You Only Live Once, in case you don't know. I looked at her and said, "Well, I guess you aren't James Bond. He only lives twice." All I got in return was a blank stare of bewilderment. "Know your audience." I thought it was funny, at least. I've crossed into dad joke age. Maybe I'm cruel. I like to think of it as being a sucker for slapstick comedy, but I like watching teenagers get hurt. Not in a mean way. In a funny way. I enjoy watching the teenage boys, all with their shaggy mop-like hair as they all risk whiplash to flick the hair out of their eyes. All of them. Exact same motion. And for some reason, teens don't like sitting in one seat too long. They like moving around to visit friends, and I enjoy watching them bounce around the bus as I give them a free physics lesson. They don't seem to understand basic things like momentum. It's like playing real-life pinball. One day, I had one girl who was trying to show off to a friend. Instead of just boarding my bus normally, she tried to do a graceful ballet-type leap into the bus. She failed and ended up face-first on the floor. It was one of the most hilarious things I've ever witnessed, and I couldn't laugh at it. Another day, I had a colleague tell me about a time they had a guy running for his bus and was too concerned with watching the bus that he wasn't watching where he was going. As a result, he ended up running straight into a pole. Man, great story. But then just a few weeks later, I was fortunate enough to witness the exact same event in person. Made it that much funnier. These kids could be your lawyer someday. One of the funniest things that I enjoy is making it difficult for teenagers in skinny jeans. You know, the ones they wear halfway down the ass so the crotch line is in the middle of their thighs. I hate skinny jeans. I never kneel my bus for kids in skinny jeans. And as a rule, I usually kneel my bus for everyone. Not for skinny jeans. Watching them try to step into my bus with these things is one of the highlights of my day. If I can also see them run for my bus, it gets that much better. It's the most ridiculous penguin-esque waddle. So much fun. The thing that I find interesting about teenagers is that some of the stupidest ones out there are actually university students. I can't explain why. I mean, these are supposed to be the smartest ones, right? Maybe they spend so much time cramming book smarts into their head, it forces out the street smarts. University students seem to forget some of the most basic of street smarts, such as look both ways before crossing the street, cross at a corner, or don't try to stop a bus by running toward it in the middle of the street on icy roads. Common sense is definitely not common in university students. I've seen them standing 3 feet away from a pedestrian light signal button and not push it before walking out into traffic without breaking stride. They just walked straight out in front of cars and buses. There was one day I was trying to leave the university station. Now, you have to understand that this one particular area I drive through is fairly narrow, not much wider than a bus. I'm coming through this one section. I had a university girl cross in front of me without looking, no surprise, forcing me to slam on my brakes. At this point, as she's halfway across the road, she sees me and stops. She then tries to wave me past. I'm not exactly sure how she expected me to do this, considering she was blocking my path. After several seconds of standoff, she finally realized the problem and finished her journey across the street. To think, one day this girl may be an architect designing the building you're living in. I'm sure my parents probably had similar opinions about my generation, and their parents probably had similar opinions about their generation. But I see one key difference. The downfall for our kids in today's society is technology. Between cell phones and music and giant headphones and social media, these kids are oblivious to the world around them. Most of the time, when these kids carelessly walk in front of me, it's because they have their nose in an electronic device, in their own little world. Don't get me wrong, I love technology. If I forget my phone at home, I feel naked. I don't know how we functioned before smartphones. My Kobo e-reader is the greatest invention ever for a bus driver, as long as you don't mind reading a book one page at a time. The key difference for me? I look up from my phone if I need to cross the street. If I'm waiting for a bus, I look up intermittently to make sure it doesn't drive past. I will say this about teenagers, though. They are polite. You might not expect this to be true, but it is. I get more thank yous from the kids that ride my bus than any other demographic. They are more likely to give up their seat to someone in need, and the first person who ever said bless you when I sneezed on the bus was a teenager. So, society is doing something right with these kids. And the one thing I've never witnessed on my bus is bullying. It's possible it happens when I can't see or hear it, but I've never seen it firsthand. No matter what, parents of teens know this. You only see a small portion of your son or daughter's personality. I see the real them. When you say goodbye to your precious little child and send them off to school, they come to my office and let their guard down. I hear them make plans to skip gym class with their friends. I hear boyfriends planning with girlfriends whose house they will go to after school because their parents aren't home, figuring out how they'll get the beer for this weekend's party. I hear about how easy it was to cheat on yesterday's exam because Mr. Teacher left the answer key out and they snapped a photo of it. So do yourself a favor, parents. Hack your child's Facebook account, their Instagram, their Snapchat, any of that. Check their privacy settings and find out what they're blocking from you. Keep a closer eye, because one day, these kids might be driving your bus. And that's a future that scares me. From in front of the yellow line, that's how I see it. Please follow the show on whatever app you listen to your podcast on so you don't miss an episode. You can follow the show on Facebook or Instagram at In Front of the Yellow Line, or on Twitter at Yellow Line Pod. If you enjoy the show, please tell a friend or go rate and review it. If you want to hear more from me and are a fan of movies, check out my movie rewatch and review podcast that I co-host with Colin Stewart called I Used to Like This One. Thank you for listening and see you next time from In Front of the Yellow Line. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.